Like the show? Want to listen to episodes early? Consider becoming a patron. Starting at the $3 a month level, patrons get access to a custom patron-only feed where we put out episodes of upstairs studio podcasts like the Childcare Bar and Grill, Miss Becky's Classroom, That Early Childhood Nerd, the Renegade Rules podcast, and others early. That feed is just for patrons. You could be one of them. Go to patreon.com/playvolutionhq or click the link in the show description to learn more. Childcare Bar and Grill Podcast, Jeff Johnson coming to you live via Zoom with Lisa fucking Murphy.
Right, Zoom, Z-O-O-M. That's all that's in my head nowadays with that. Hi.
And Bethany Corey.
Hello.
Bethany, you're really quiet.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know if you'd have to talk loud or... That might be better. So, hey, listeners, I found this article a little while ago from Seth Godin. You've heard us talk about him on the podcast before. He put together a blog post. Seth's blog is the
it's
blog.
Called Seth's blog, isn't it? Yeah.
Seth's.blog is the blog slash Zoom is the article we're talking about here, but it's Zoom tips for the modern age. If you've ever joined more than three people on Skype or Zoom conference call, I hope you'll appreciate these tips and perhaps share them. And I thought it'd just be fun to kind of walk through them and go ahead.
It will be. And I just want to say, I mean, who would have thought it's in January that we would all become, we'd all be Zoom masters at this point, right? I mean, we didn't see any of this coming, but.
Yeah, you know, some of us.
I didn't even know what Zoom was. And then like 2 weeks after I learned what Zoom was, I needed it on a daily basis. So
you'd been using Zoom for 6 months to record podcasts. So you had a little bit of, you had a couple miles on you. It's really become a thing. I saw an article a couple of weeks ago that Zoom was like, as a company, was now more valuable than like the four biggest airlines or something like that. I mean, and I don't know if that's because Zoom has gotten so much bigger or that airlines are dying. Maybe a little bit of both.
And one probably leads into the other.
So shall we go through this list? He's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Should we go through them 1 to 10 or 10 to 1? I don't think he has them in any specific priority.
No, let's just do 1 to 10.
Okay. Number 1, sit close to the screen. Your face should fill most of it.
But only if you're pretty.
I'm not sure. I mean, I get that one. I don't want to be.
I mean, you don't want to be a mile away, but I mean, this would be a little aggressive.
Yeah, I don't know if I want. I don't know if I want anybody's face filling most of the screen. We did an episode not too long ago with Josie the librarian, and we were talking. I don't know if maybe it was between episodes, talking about her daughter Skyping and Zooming with friends, and how the 7-year-olds have to, their faces are right up on the screen. I don't know if we need to be that aggressive.
Well, I will add to it, though, some people who are new, like really new to Zooming, don't realize that there's a speaker view option and the gallery view option. So I usually tell people to switch on to gallery view so that you don't have whoever is talking filling up the whole thing. I just think it gives a lot of balance. Plus, with the speaker view, if somebody's got a lot of ambient noise behind them, even if they're not talking, then they become... you know, what you see. So and maybe it's a personal preference, but I prefer gallery view.
Yeah. Unless you're recording your Zoom for future use, then you probably want speaker view because people want to look at the speaker. But I think his main point there, and I mean, he's really abbreviated and really concise with his language, but he's
like,
talking.
You don't want to be like, you know, totally where
you don't want to be my left eyeball. 6 miles away. So, okay, we can agree.
But that also, that's body language. I mean, we could probably unpack each of these and even probably relate it to childcare to some degree. But I think it's false. And well, it's not false engagement. It's engagement. But if I'm further away, it's already an impersonal medium, right?
Yeah.
So by moving in somewhat close, and I think that's what Josie was implying with the kids, is that they're not together, but they usually
they want
to be all up in each other's face. So the only way they can recreate that on with this platform is to have their face and their mouth like in the camera.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think with your face should fill most of it, you end up looking up people's noses and I mean, that's a little bit.
Well, I think that's sometimes rookie move. You can tell the newest Zoomer on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
They're the ones holding their phone on their boobs.
Yeah. Right. So they're
giving you the kind of look, right?
Whoa. I feel like we need to release the video for this one, Jeff.
Whoa.
There's been a lot of action going on.
Whoa, wait. You can hold. I not having, I mean, yeah, kind of a, I know I don't really have a man boob situation
no.
on anymore, but
I don't have much boobs anyway. So it wasn't really on my boobs, to be honest.
But I mean, people can
but
do that.
Some women can. Oh yeah. Have you not looked at boobs? But I don't think we need to go there. But
no, it's
yes.
not.
Some women have a nice little shelf for their phone for their Zoom calls.
Okay, well, I guess
okay,
I learned something.
Yeah.
That might, I'll be paying attention to that in future meetings and try to figure out what's going on there, because I've seen some really
Please raise
weird...
your hand if you are currently resting your phone on your rack.
Yeah. Huh. Well, you learn something new every episode. Number two, use an external microphone or headset, regardless of how you're amplified. Remember that the microphone is only a foot away, which means you don't have to strain or raise your voice. Also consider crisp if you have a background noise issues. I don't know what crisp is, but I'm going to look it up. I mean, not right now, but so.
But again, if you're following number one, which is that you're relatively close to your screen, you're going to be within a foot of your laptop's microphone.
Yeah, you know, yeah, but he's saying use an external one because even at that distance, those external ones aren't picking up, and it makes a big difference. That's why my studio mic is great for podcasts because I'm right here, but when I'm doing presentations, I put on my body pack. So I can have the lapel microphone on,
yeah.
So that you can be moving around and you get that little bit better sound quality. And I mean, if it's something you're going to be doing a lot of, the fact that you can get an external microphone for under $20 and it's pretty darn decent and spend twice that and you get something that's pretty good. I mean, it's well worth the investment if this is something you're going to be doing a lot of long term. And I mean, even the one that comes built in, the mic that comes built in on headphones is a lot better than the built-in microphones on things. Number three, when you're not talking, hit mute. If you're on mute, press and hold the space bar and you can be heard.
Little tips.
Bethany's shaking her
never
head.
Never happened. I just talk while I'm on mute. Like, I have full conversations and I'm like, why is nobody answering me? While I'm
it comes up though. There's an announcement. It's like, you're muted. Did you know?
I don't know.
Well, Bethany also, in my experience, Bethany is just about always has a glass of wine with her hand when she's on Zoom. So
hell yes.
We can't prove causation there, but there is some correlation between those two things.
There might be. There might be.
So, how come
nobody's talking back to me?
Well, I mean, the mute is, especially when it's in a big group and you've got somebody, and I mean, I've been doing some sessions with people who are, you know, at work, but they're like off in the office or whatever during, and so there's that background noise of a childcare program going on. And so it is a lot more courteous to the rest of the Zoomers if you can cut out that background noise.
Yeah. Like sometimes to me, it's like, why are you vacuuming? We can all hear that. Did you not realize we can hear the vacuum, you know, or your husband yelling at you, you know, like we can hear that.
On the other hand, I think to Bethany's point, I think it maybe being muted does kind of lead to stilted conversation because people, I mean, let's face it, people are lazy. The idea, they might want to make a comment, but you know, pushing the space bar or unmuting themselves might just be a step too far. And so they stay quiet.
The other thing though that I have found is that unless the group is relatively small, and by small, I mean 30 or under, there's an art to kind of having an interactive conversation on Zoom. You know what I'm saying?
It's like hard.
It is. And especially at least what I've been doing is a lot of like a workshop, right? So they're watching me. So there's an element of, well, I'm supposed to be quiet because the presenter is presenting. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, there's only 20 of us, you know, let's make this an actual conversation. And some people, I actually got some feedback after this, because we've unpacked a little bit of like Zoom etiquette before or online etiquette before. And one of the Zoomers on one of my workshops had listened to that, and she privately messaged me in the chat and was like, I don't want you to think that I'm not engaged. I'm totally engaged. I'm just not that person. And I was like, oh, and I'm like, that's okay. We want you to know that you can participate, you know, but it is, yeah. I don't know if he gets into it with the, but,
yeah. You know, so it's kind of a mixed signal,
like letting us know you're here.
Yeah. And so wanting that interaction, and especially, I mean, if you're just chatting with people, it's one thing, but if during presentations, it's another. If you tell people, okay, you need to mute yourselves and we want some conversation. It's kind of a mixed signal for people sometimes, but especially people that are new to the platform and may not know how to mute easily. I mean, it's, you got to get used to the platform too.
Well, and I didn't realize again because I would be with Zoom, but you were kind of the boss of it. So I just knew to get, you know, I had to be here and that was it. But then as somebody who started hosting them, it's a whole different process if you're on your phone versus a laptop, right? So it looks different. There's different buttons. It's, you know, swiping and stuff like that. So there is a little bit of a learning curve.
Yeah. You can actually, and they've, I don't know what the link is off the top of my head, but they've got, Zoom has always got test meetings running, we'll call them. You can log in and because it not only checks your system to see if you have the bandwidth, the speed, the internet connection that'll work with it, but it does allow you to click around. So it's kind of a Zoom playground.
That's cool.
That people can jump on if they're new to the platform, if they want to do it. But of course, most people aren't going to invest time or energy in that, but it is a thing. Number four, don't eat during the meeting.
Eating is not drinking. You can drink during the meeting. You can't eat. I don't really care. Like, I always open my workshop once 15 minutes prior so people can kind of come in and, you know, get registered and stuff like that. But I don't care if they're eating. I mean, if they're eating and talking, something made Bethany laugh really hard in slow motion that our audio listeners aren't beneficial to the slow motion
matrix.
You just sounded like a drunk Wookiee, whatever you said, Bethany.
Great. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm in the middle of nowhere. I don't know what I was going to say. I was laughing about eating while on Zoom. Because, like, if you're eating something crunchy and you're not muted, then everybody knows that you're munching on some chips.
Right.
Yeah, I think we need to break it down to what you're eating. If...
if you're at your dinner table with your whole family and you're trying to participate in a Zoom meeting,
yeah, probably.
That might be different than like having a little snack because it's dinner time and this is the only Zoom class time or something.
Well, I'm more concerned about the sound of the eating. What's that whole thing, Bethany? That whole thing where people listen to the sounds of people doing.
Oh yeah,
that's
it's
the thing,
letters.
Right?
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. If you're eating,
soup and you're a soup slurper, I don't that's going to be distracting to me during, if you are not only eating peanuts but shelling them, that's probably going to be a little bit too much. Cotton candy, don't think it'd bother me.
Except you maybe want some if you could watch that, if you were watching them eat it.
Unless that's the other thing. I was doing a session a couple weeks ago, and somebody, I saw her. She's you know, she got a kind of the open plan house. So I see her go to the kitchen behind the island, and she gets something out of the microwave, and she comes back and she sits down. And the whole time I'm trying to present, and I'm thinking, what is she having? And so I had to interrupt the presentation and ask, and. It sounded delicious and I didn't get any. And then the whole rest of the presentation, I was thinking about that food because I wanted some of it. And so that was a little bit distracting. So sometimes it's not just the food sounds, which is why I wish Zoom would come up with a smell plug-in.
I was just going to say a smell-o-rama.
Yeah. So I think that would be good. Number five, when you're on mute during an audio call, you can do whatever you want. But when you're on mute on a video call, you need to act like you're truly engaged. Nod your head, focus on the screen, don't get up and feed your dog.
Or warm up your microwave dinner.
Now, my favorite Zoom video is like the work meeting and the guy's just walking around his bedroom butt naked. Jeff, I don't know if you've seen this. Because you haven't been on Facebook, but that's kind of like my favorite moment. But also, I feel like everybody's fear is that they show up to the Zoom call naked.
The only reason I've seen that is because you sent it to me.
Great.
And is that the nightmares? I mean, people used to dream about showing up at school naked. That was their nightmare. And now it's showing up at a Zoom meeting naked. Is that the thing?
Brian told me, he was like, so I've started having like going back to school dreams. And I was like, are you naked on Zoom calls? Because that's what it's going to be now. Like, I don't have to worry about showing up naked. I just have to worry about clicking join meeting and being naked.
Well, one has the ability to make sure that doesn't happen.
One does, but one might not.
Was that the dream Brian was in fact having?
No, it was just like unprepared for his life.
A more professory kind of,
you know,
anxiety
dream, so that was boring, but yeah, it was lame.
Well, either lame or he's very comfortable with himself naked, one or the other.
True.
So yeah, just because you mute yourself doesn't mean you turned your video off. Those are two different buttons, and being aware of which one you're pushing is probably,
especially on your phone. Because sometimes on your phone, I guess you were telling me that it was gone when I would swipe away. Because mm-hmm. I'm on Zoom on my phone right now. But sometimes it's still recording you know, getting naked real quick.
Real quick.
I don't know.
I also think if you're going to be on Zoom a lot that you should have a photograph, right? So that if you do, and that's just my personal preference.
I like that.
Because then if you're not on, it still is a person, not just, you know, your name.
I opt for my logo.
Or your logo. I'm just saying an
image.
Which
is the most beautiful of you, Jeff.
Well, I think that,
that's
the most
photo we want to see.
I think that's better than me. Lisa Murphy, I got to tell you, the picture with you with your mouth wide open, like you're about ready to talk, it freaks me out.
Okay, I'll change it for you.
No, you do you. It's just kind of, I don't know what's going on there, but I didn't know.
I was holding a book and I was like,
oh, I thought you were, it looks like you're about ready to sneeze or like you were.
Now I have to change it.
Like you were.
But like somebody will come on a Zoom meeting and it's like homework computer 9752 Nokia. You know, I'm like, who are you? Like, give me your name.
Yeah. And I think that's not one, I don't think that's one that's here on the list, but actually putting your name in so that people can identify you. That's probably a good thing. We're halfway through the list and at episode length. Do we want to break and come back with a part two of this, or do we want to power through the rest of this list?
Let's break it up. We don't usually break stuff up, but we'll break it up.
All right. This has been the Child Care Bar and Grill podcast. Back soon with the rest of this
list.
This what kind of
stimulating
list is it,
conversation?
This what?
She said stimulating conversation.
Stimulating conversation, yeah. The stimulating Zoom conversation. So just you know how this ends. We end the show and then we'll come back in a couple days, but it'll be like immediately for us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bethany, you got to say bye-bye.
She did, but she's...
This has been an Explorations Early Learning Upstairs Studio production. Oh.